अजम के बयाबा से मफरूर हूंगा, अजम के बयाबा से मफरूर हूंगा, गुलिस्तान तैबा से मसरूर हूंगा, अजम के बयाबा से मफरूर हूंगा, गुलिस्तान तैबा से मसरूर हूंगा, मैं दीदार गुंबद से मखमूर हूंगा, कभी नूर हूंगा कभी तूर हूंगा, मैं दीदार गुंबद से मखमूर हूंगा, कभी नूर हूंगा कभी तूर हूंगा।
शुरू से
अजम के बयाबा से मफरूर हूंगा, गुलिस्तान तैबा से मसरूर हूंगा, मैं दीदार गुंबद से मखमूर हूंगा, कभी नूर हूंगा कभी तूर हूंगा।
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम, नहमदुहु व नसल्ली अला रसूलिल करीम, अम्मा बाद। This is a beautiful Naat Sharif of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, my Shaykh and Murshid. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga, gulistan e teba se masroor hunga. Now one is that meaning which is literal meaning. We know one is Arab and one is Ajam. People of Arabia, we say that they are Arabs. And outside Arabia, we say they are non-Arabs. So that's Ajam. Ajam. They say, Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga, gulistan tayba se masroor hunga. And I will run far away from all these jungles and places that are causing great amount of problems for people, weird places. I'm not giving you the literal meaning. I will run far, I say, from Ajam, that means everything that is foreign. That is one meaning that's given, that everything that is foreign to Islam, everything that is foreign to Sharia, everything that is foreign to Deen, anything that is against the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then I will run far away from that. Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hunga. That means anything that takes the person away from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. All the asbab of guna and the asbab of sins, they are all ajam. All the asbab of guna, of sins, all the means of sins, he says, I will run far away. You can give so many different meanings to it. But this is what is relevant for us. That anything and everything which distances us from Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, I will run far away from it. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah Ta'ala. So even from the asbab, from the means, or those things which are the means of getting us to sins, says, I will run far away from that too. Gulistan e Tayba se masroor hunga. The gardens of Madina Sharif is one meaning, that will give me my joy, happiness. I will get my happiness in the gardens of Madina Sharif, being in Madina Sharif. However, another meaning there is that everything that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everything that is according to the Quran and Sunnah, that is what will give me joy and happiness. whatever will please my beloved Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also please me. Gulistan-e-tayyiba se masroor hoonga. That means my happiness and my pleasure will not be in sins. My happiness and my pleasure will not be in disobedience. My happiness and my pleasure will be in obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajam ke bayamba se mafroor hoonga. Gulistan-e-tayyiba se masroor hoonga. As I explained, the other one is that to get happiness being in Madina Sharif. That it can only be a munafiq or a hypocrite who does not get happiness and joy being in Madina Sharif. In Madina Sharif, if the person doesn't get happiness, if his heart doesn't enjoy satisfaction, if he doesn't seem to find sukoon, doesn't seem to find peace and tranquility, and he doesn't seem to find that bonding with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he does not become that fish that swims deep down in the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat, and in the ocean of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat, so then there's something seriously wrong with that person's iman. The iman of a mu'min makes him excited, happy, pleased. He gets surur. He gets happiness. So, ajam ke bayama se mafroor hoonga. I will run far from all those things which are foreign to Islam and Sharia and Quran and Sunnah. And gulistan-e-tayyiba se masroor hoonga. Gulistan-e-tayyiba se masroor hoonga. Now, this explanation which I gave, there we can now go on about the nafs on the one hand is ajam. And the ruh that is of taqwa, that is gulistan-e-tayyiba. The person's happiness is in gulistan-e-tayyiba and not in ajam. Medidare gumbat se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga. Medidare gumbat se makhmoor hoonga. I will get intoxicated when I look at the green dome. Traveling from Jeddah, coming towards Madina Sharif, or the person has landed in Madina Sharif and now is going towards Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he looks this way, that way, excited. He's arrived at Madina Sharif. Now he's looking forward to going to the Roza Mubarak and reading Salat and Salam. But long before he reaches there, what will he search for? He will search for those minarats, he will search for that green dome. And the moment that green dome comes in sight, if that person is again an ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there can be nothing more intoxicating than the beautiful view of the green dome. That green dome on which we know that millions and millions and millions of angels are coming with salat and salam from all sides, whosoever reads salat and salam anywhere in the world, the angels carry it and bring it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So they all come. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, how many times he came there? Hazrat Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, thousands and thousands of angels visited Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And every day there are thousands and thousands of angels that are visiting. And how many thousands of awliya, great, great mashayikh and muhaddithin and mufassireen are there to read the salat and salam. So looking at that green dome, now the person is mentally getting conditioned that very soon I will arrive at the Roza Mubarak. And I'm going to convey my salat and salam personally. Whatever I may be, whatever the condition of my heart, irrespective of how much I may have sinned, but I have come with great hope. Therefore, I have repeatedly said that don't rush to the Roza Mubarak. First go one side, cry it out, make istighfar, make tawbah, shed some tears of nadamat and remorse and regret, and then go and present oneself at the Roza Mubarak. And then stand there and say, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has stated. And of course, besides other things, after making salam and everything else, But here we're not discussing that in detail. Then he says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Allah تبارك وتعالى revealed that ayat, the gist of which is that these people who have sinned, they've committed errors, made mistakes, they've done injustice upon their souls. If they come to you, they themselves make istighfar and tawbah from their sins. And you, O my beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also make istighfar, seek forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala on their behalf, then you'll find Allah Ta'ala most forgiving, most merciful. So, Nadidar e Gumbad, say, Makhmoor rahunga, I will get intoxicated when my sight and my gaze falls on the green dome. Kabhi noor rahunga, kabhi tur rahunga.
Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan-e-taiba se masroor hoonga, main deedar-e-gumbad se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga. Gunahon se apne main ranjoor hoonga, bafeez-e-shafaat main maghfoor hoonga. Gunahon se apne main ranjoor hoonga, bafeez-e-shafaat main maghfoor hoonga. Udegi hawa se jo khaak-e-madina, main aise ghubaron main mastoor hoonga.
Main deedar-e-gumbad se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went on to Tur, and there he was blessed with speaking with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then all the other details of this incident. So he said, going to Medina Sharif, that is like my going on to Tur also. Medina Sharif is like my Noor and my Tur. Sometime I'll be Noor, sometime I'll be on Tur. That's the kind of high the person gets when he is really an ashiq of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But if we don't mentally prepare ourselves, we do not condition our hearts, we don't shine and polish our hearts and just go away, then we will say we came back empty. For those who may not have heard the example, I have mentioned it in practically all bayans of Umrah, that if the person enters the masjids of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from the back entrance, then those tiles there, the new tiles, the way they are polished and shined, and all the chandeliers and light fittings and all the frames there with Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam and La ilaha illallah and whatever is on top there, everything, you can see the reflection in the tiles. Clearly, it is as if all those light has come into the tiles, as if all that light is inside the tiles. In fact, sometimes whilst you're walking, you feel a little uncomfortable, although it's permissible, it's uncomfortable. You feel like you're walking over those frames on which there's Allah and Muhammad and La ilaha illallah. That's how those tiles are shined. So because of the shine of those tiles, the reflection has come right inside. So if man can shine tiles, stone, what is tiles? The stones. When they put a proper shine on stone, then the reflection of all that light fittings comes away inside. All the light comes away inside. So this heart of man, this heart of the mu'min and Muslim, if only he makes a little bit of effort on that and shines that heart, polishes it, removes all that rust and dirt of malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy, jealousy, he polishes the heart, puts the polish of shukr, of zuhud, of qanaat, puts the polish of taqwa, and then he goes and presents himself at the Roza Mubarak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you will get the reflection of that nur in his heart. Why can't it come into heart when reflection can come into stones? Gunaho se apne me ranju rahunga. I will be ashamed of my sins. When I'm presenting myself there, I will be ashamed. I will be having nadamat in my heart. I will regret why I committed those sins. I will not express a kind of happiness in the evil actions and deeds that I engaged in my lifetime. So many people, so many of us, we go there, we have no real intention of giving up those sins. The televisions, we are not going to give up when we are going to come back, watching all the filth, listening to the music, the porn sites. So many of them, their illicit belovedsthey make telephone calls right from Madina Sharif to them. SMS messages are sent to them. Eid Mubarak messages are sent to them. Hadiyas and gifts are brought for them from Madina Sharif, for the illicit belovedsWill that be ziyarat? Will we say that this person is ranjur over his sins? That he is sad, he is expressing remorse, regret. From Arafat messages are sent. Arafat has passed away. From Arafat, if they sent him some messages, it was okay. So from Arafat, they are sending messages. No intention of deleting anything. So therefore, Hazrat says here, Gunaho se apne me ranju rahunga. Now those who are not committing sins, these great awliya, arif billah, acknowledged by the awliya of the time, that is arif billah. Great, great muhaddisin, mufassirin, great, great ulama with bayat upon his hands and making islah of the nafs. Now he says, Gunaho se apne me ranju rahunga. Bafeze shafa'at me man maghfoor rahunga. He says, with this regret of mine, this remorse of mine, this tearing of mine, this acknowledgement of my sins and my weakness, and asking for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam shafaat and intercession, asking for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness, because forgiveness will come from Allah ta'ala. We are asking Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for his shafaat. So he says, Bafayze shafaat, with the barakat of the shafaat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bi maghfoor hunga. I've got great hope that he was rahmatul lil alameen, and he is rahmatul lil alameen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the heart that he had, the compassion that he had, the love that he had, the mercy that he had, irrespective of what kind the person was that came to him. He says, with all my sins, I will come there and I'll ask him to make shafaat. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for my forgiveness. And the faiz shafaat mein maghfoor hunga. I've got great hopes of getting maghfirat of my sins, the faiz shafaat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Gunahon se apne मैं रंजूर हूंगा बफेजे शफात मैं मगफूर हूंगा गुनाहों से अपने मैं रंजूर हूंगा बफेजे शफात मैं मगफूर हूंगा उड़ेगी हवा से जो खाके मदीना मैं ऐसे गुबारों में मस्तूर हूंगा
उड़ेगी हवा से जो खाके मदीना मैं ऐसे गुबारों में मस्तूर हूंगा Now we hardly get any dust flying there. But if you go a little outside Madina Sharif and there's a sandstorm, even up till now, if there's a sandstorm and you're outside, a little in Madina Sharif, but where there's a lot of ground and sand, and when it flies, so he says, that sand which will fly, that dust which will fly, those particles of earth, ऐसे गुबारों में मस्तूर I will get covered completely with the sand of Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned of that the sand of Madina Sharif is shifa. And there are hadith, many of them have been mentioned even in Fazail al-Hajj. We're not discussing that. Of how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has put shifa in the sand of Madina Sharif. ऐसे गुबारों में मस्तूर हूंगा पिक्चर पर्सन दैट इज गोइंग although I mean हजरत we are not talking about him but we who are sinful ones like the person is going and the sand of Madina Sharif has covered him so if that sand is shifa for physical ailments Then if that sand of Madina Sharif covers the person and he says, Ya Allah, if you have made it shifa for medical, for physical ailments, make it a means of shifa for my spiritual ailments. Make it a means of forgiveness of my sins. Main aise gubaron mein mastoor hunga.
अजम के बयाबा से मफरूर हूंगा गुलिस्तान तैबा से मसरूर हूंगा मैं दीदार गुंबद से मखमूर हूंगा कभी नूर हूंगा कभी तूर हूंगा मैं रोजे पे सल्ले अला नजर करके मैं रोजे पे सल्ले अला नजर करके बदिल नूर हूंगा बजा नूर हूंगा मैं रोजे पे सल्ले अला नजर करके बदिल नूर हूंगा बजा नूर हूंगा
मैं रोजे पे सल्ले अला नजर करके बदिल नूर हूंगा बजा नूर हूंगा After I present myself the Rosa Mubarak and convey my salat and salam, if Allah Ta'ala gives me that opportunity to stand there where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that I personally listen to the salam when they convey it at my Rosa Mubarak, at my khabar, so I will convey my salat. And salam, and light up my heart with the noor of Madina, of the Rosa Mubarak. When I say As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين. بدل نور ہوں گا، بجا نور ہوں گا، میں اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ take us all to Madina Sharif and give us this opportunity and tawfiq of standing at the Rauza Mubarak and with great love and muhabbat and sincerity reading salat and salam.
میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا، بجا نور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ صلی علی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا، بجا نور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا، گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا.
مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. دا انوار آف مدینہ شریف، دا نور آف مدینہ شریف، دا رحمت، دا برکت، دا فضا، دا ایٹموسفیئر، دا انوائرمنٹ آف مدینہ شریف. He says, I will get great happiness, great amount of happiness in my heart. Sarapa dilo jahan se masroor, deep-hearted happiness and joy and ecstasy with the soft mornings and evenings of Madina Sharif. Because that is exactly the same sky that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gaze fell on. Shaykh and Murshid Dawud Barakatum says that that sky is exactly the same sky. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam Mubarak gaze fell on that sky, and the person is looking at the same sky, is the same mountains there. The mountain of Uhud is the same. The plains of where the battle of Uhud took place is the same. Where he dug the trench, the area is the same. Where the Fatah took place in that battle, it's the same place. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak, it's the same. The masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam may have been extended, but the original ground, it is the same. So he said, therefore I will get great amount of happiness and excitement. Badil noor hunga, baja noor hunga, sarapa dilo jaan se masroor hunga.
میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا.
میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا، کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. I will never allow any kind of pride to come into my heart that all this is your own achievement, you have been successful because of your hard work and effort and all the intelligence that you exercised and all the ibadat that you made and the zikr that you made and the tilawat that you made. That is why you have been blessed with this opportunity to come here or or other things that you have been blessed with. I won't allow any kind of pride to enter my heart. Mamnoon hoonga khuda ke karam ka. I will always be grateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that it is His fazal, His kindness, His ihsan that we are undeserving but He gave to us those ni'mats and those bounties, and especially that bounty of being in Madina Sharif and the opportunity to be at the Rauza Mubarak. So I won't allow any pride to come into my heart. میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا.
میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر. ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا.
ہر ایک امر میں راہ سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا. In everything I will find out what is the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salat islam. What is his teaching with regards to this action? What was the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salat islam? What were his teachings? The sharia, in other words, I will find out and I will make amal on the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salat islam. And because of that, the person becomes the mehboob of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. So the person becomes mehboob of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, I will talk, I will walk, I will do everything. My eating, my drinking, my business, my relationship with the family, in everything I was going to apply the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his teachings. And as a result, the person now becomes mehboob of Allah Ta'ala. So he will get Allah Ta'ala's madad and nusrat. So I will bring Allah Ta'ala's madad and nusrat by means of my ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we can discuss each couplet here and go on whole night. Some other time inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, but now we'll just go through it. Try and finish on time, inshallah.
Ajam ke bayaba se mafroor hoonga, gulistan teba se masroor hoonga, Uhud ke shaheedon کہ خونِ وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. احد کے شہیدوں کے خونِ وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا.
احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا. I will take lessons from the shuhada of Uhud. They gave their lives for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They wrote the history of Islam with their blood. They sacrificed everything for the sake of this Mubarak deen. So much so that they gave their lives. But they did not willfully disobey Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not give up Islam, they did not give up their deen in spite of all the tests and trials. Look at the, what kind of tests coming upon them and in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We would have left and run away. Allah Ta'ala fazal that we were not born at that time, because we say how nice if we were born at the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then what do we know? Our mizaj would have been the same. Our mizaj and temperament and nature would have been the same as is now. We can't make amal now, so at that time we would have been pakka munafiqs. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have received wahi and revelation then what would have happened to us? So it is the hikmat and wisdom of Allah Ta'ala that weak ones like us, He made us come in the world this part of the time. And make it so easy for us that in these times, if a person makes his fara'is, wajibat, sunnat, and then he practices on just 1/10 of the deen too, he will be given najat and salvation. Because it's times of fitnas. He practices on 1/10. And those people, if they left out 1/10, they would have been seized. So, sabak leke paabande dastoor hoonga, I will become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. I will take lessons from the shuhada of Uhud. And I will become loyal to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will follow the constitution of the Quran and Sunnah.
مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا
مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا If I have left my heart in Medina Sharif, and although I have come back, but I am still there. If the person says that I have left my heart there, so then he is not going to be deprived. If his heart is there, then wherever he is in the world, so then he must still practice, he must be paband of the dastur which he promised. He must still make it tiba of that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will be in Medina Sharif, even though he is physically not there. And the person who is bodily there, but his heart is somewhere else, given to haram, given to illicit beloveds, his heart is in some other part of the world. So then although he is there, or is not making ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he's standing there also with clean shaven face, pants flowing below the ankles, and no ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in other affairs also. Those things which anger Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is doing there also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, La'ana Allahu an-nazira wal-manzura. La'ana Allahu an-nazira wal-manzura. So the curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on those people who are casting lustful glances or haram glances. And those who show themselves, so that other people now can cast their glances. So whichever way it may be, now in Medina Sharif he was doing the same thing, so is he getting sawab, is he getting closeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is he getting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, is he getting Allah ta'ala's madad and nusrat, will being there but he's not there. And that person who's far away is not there but he's there. So therefore we must give our heart there.
مدینے میں جب قلب و جان چھوڑ آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت وہ نفلوں سے اختر قبا کی زیارت وہ نفلوں سے اختر ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پر نور ہوں گا عجم کے بیاباں سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his lifetime, there were many things that he did, one of which was going to Quba. We know it was the first masjid that was built when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat and came there. There is discussion of it even in the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the virtues of that masjid, so he used to go there and he used to make 2 rakats of namaz there, on Saturdays especially. So he said, I will do that. I'll make that nafil in the Masjid of Quba. And also, in this way, following the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sunnats, he says, O Akhtar, harek rahe sunnat se pur noor hoonga. He says, I will follow all the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and develop noor in my heart. All the noor, different sunnats were all the noor. So I'll bring it into my life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us true love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala must give us that ishq and muhabbat of such a level that it becomes extremely easy for us to make ittiba and ita'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because when a person has got love for someone, then he goes out of his way to do anything. He'll move mountains. And for us, we don't have to move mountains. We just have to do simple, basic, practical things. And then again, get great, great rewards from it. So in this Mubarak days and nights that are left of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, then we must eat and drink after iftar. And have a little bit of sleep. But most of the time spent in ibadah, zikr, tilawat. Even if we go home, program ourselves. So much time for sleep, put the alarm at certain time, get up, make some tahajjud salat, then have sehri, then read some Quran Sharif. Make something, do something. Don't show negligence, don't show indifference. Indifference and negligence will be the source of regret later. But some people, due to whatever weakness they may be, sometimes they just can't seem to remain awake. The moment they pick up the Quran Sharif, they're falling off to sleep. Pick up Tasbih, they're falling off to sleep. They start Namaz, Allahu Akbar, and they're in danger of collapsing. Two people have to keep holding them so that this person doesn't gabade. He doesn't fall. So now that, if the person is so weak, then he's excused. Then at least don't commit any sin. And whilst he's falling, read some tasbih before falling. But of course it is not right to read Quran Sharif when the person is half asleep for reading tasbih at that time. So at that time, sleep. But find some ways of means to stay awake for a little while. When we were writing examinations, or even now when the students are writing examinations, matric or university exams, then they will take tablets, they'll do anything to stay awake, to stay alert and awake. Why? Because they believe that if we have to stay awake and gain some or make some efforts, then we will gain good marks and we'll pass. And we'll get distinction, we can get degrees, we'll get qualifications, then we'll get so much of things after that, if we have to go into our profession. So therefore here also, for the sake of akhirat, now we don't say that go to that extent that the person is taking tablets and medication and everything else. But at least find some kind of a solution to the problem. Now and again, if the person falls off to sleep, it's different. You can't be falling off to sleep all the time. Jaag na ho jaag le, aflaak ke saaye tale. Jaag na hai to jaag le, aflaak ke saaye tale. Phir hashr tak sona padega, khaak ke saaye tale. If you want to remain awake now, under the canopy of the skies. After that, under the earth, you will have to sleep. Till Qiyamah day, long sleep afterward. Stay a little bit awake here and have a nice long peaceful sleep after that in the qabr. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My Rahim, Allah Kareem, Allah Sattar, Allah Fazun. Ab gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gande hai, mere Allah, gande, napak. our hearts are impure. Instead of filling our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have filled our hearts with the muhabbat of the dunya, with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with pride, with greed, with arrogance. Give us the himmat and courage and tawfiq to distance ourselves from everything displeasing to you. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and love. Make us do those things that are pleasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless each and every one of us with repeated ziyarat of the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless us with the opportunity and my beloved Allah of presenting ourselves at the Rosa Mubarak of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Jamilo me ajmal, sharifo me ashraf, kamilo me akmal, tajdare Madina, Ahmad Mustafa, Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And reading salat and salam at the Rosa Mubarak. My beloved Allah, our hearts have become hard like rocks. Whole Quran Sharif is recited, does not seem to have any effect on our hearts. Change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Make us all yours and become ours. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. The days of Ramadan which are gone are gone. The days and nights that remain, give us the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you. To make ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and to seek from you the best of dunya and best of akhirah. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Medina Tayyibah. Baryal in Baqi. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, fitnas, corruption that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick and physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم